It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey, this is A. Rowan, a.k.a. DM Silver Adept of the Realms of Trinity and the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
Hey, this is Brian, a.k.a. Sir Brian from the Realms of Trinity and the Neverwinter Nights Podcast. And you're listening to the 179th episode of the Neverwinter Nights Podcast, the podcast all about the Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games and the new MMO from Cryptic, Neverwinter. This is our pre-flight podcast. This is our last podcast before we head out to Indianapolis, Indiana. Yep. Pre-flight, before we head out to old Indianapolis for the 2013 Gen Con Game Fair. This is going to be an epic event for the Neverwinter Nights podcast and / Neverwinter podcast. We have really commandeered some top brass people, and in a way, we have actually kind of started the CEO event series. We have another episode coming up where we have a CEO of a major game company coming on, which is Jack Emmert from Cryptic, which is the company who had produced the new Neverwinter MMO. It just continues the long line. We just interviewed Fergus Urquhart from Obsidian, so that was about 5 months ago or so, about his Kickstarter. But we will be interviewing Jack Emmert, and we were talking about the Neverwinter release and the upcoming expansion release, Fury of the Feywild, and a bunch of other stuff. So that'll be a great interview that we're going to have. And we also have a classic and legendary guest who has appeared two times previously on the podcast, who is Shane Hensley. He is the CEO of Pinnacle Entertainment Group, and they produce great work, PNP work such as the Deadlands series and a bunch of other stuff that they've put together. They've also got some Kickstarters coming out from Savage Worlds, and it's really cool. Weird Wars Rome, we're going to be talking about, and some other things that, you know, he's been a friend of the show for years now, and he was the executive producer of Neverwinter for about a year and a half after it came out, before it came out. So we have a lot of stuff there going for us. We were also invited to a special meet event from Wizards of the Coast, talk about Dungeons and Dragons and some different stuff. We're going to see what we can do as far as getting video. I don't know how much we're going to be allowed to record of that because it's more of a closed event, so I don't know what kind of recording rules that they have in place, but if we can record it, we will. And I'll try to keep Ben out of frame, you know.
I see how it is.
So anyhow, so we have that. We're still waiting for some finalization on that particular piece. And on Saturday, we're going to be interviewing just to go back, all those interviews will be taking place on Friday. And then on Saturday, August the 16th, or was it the 17th, August the 17th, we're going to be talking to a iPad and iPod game war game creator who has asked to come on the show to talk about some of their works that they've come out. They've actually won War Game of the Year awards and all kind of good stuff. So in this particular case, we'll be talking to folks from Shenandoah Studio. And they have created games such as Battle of the Bulge and Gettysburg, the Tide Turns. So they're very good. They have very really great stuff. And in a way, it does kind of carry over to the podcast. I mean, D&D, in a way, I mean, that you can realize battles and wartime strategies. And a lot of people who play Dungeons and Dragons, a lot of them play battle simulation games. It's like, you know, like so it's very similar to this. Ben, you've played a decent amount too in the past, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially RTS.
So there you go. So typically, people who are D&D people definitely enjoy strategy games such as the ones that we're going to be interviewed in Shenandoah Studio, Brad Cummings over. So we're going to have a lot of stuff going on over there just for that alone. That's on Saturday. And then we have a couple other impromptu interviews that we're going to be doing, not to mention the fact that we're going to be hustling and bustling around the convention center, getting just impromptu stuff and really promoting Neverwinter Nights, Neverwinter, and, you know, trying to really get it out there for the PNP people and who don't have any clue how good Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 have become over the past decade or more. So we got a lot of work to do when we're out there.
This is true.
And Ben, you got some stuff, don't you? You're going to be seeing Pat Roth this one day, or
yep, For anybody who gets more interested in just the general nerdery that relates to Dungeons and Dragons, it's going to be him actually reading something. There's hinting and much cloak and dagger about what that something is, but it'll be interesting to see. Something else that Brian didn't mention is we are planning on wandering around, getting pictures, seeing people, you know, just sort of experiencing it. And, you know, if we don't have, you know, an awesome video to show, we'll definitely have a lot of various pictures to post up on our Facebook site.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of impromptu media stuff. We're going to be, you know, this year is a little bit different than what we did last year. We kind of split our time up over two different events. We went to the Origins Game Fair in June, and we went to the Gen Con in August. And, you know, it kind of split our efforts up. I mean, we weren't able to get Jack on last year due to scheduling conflicts on our part, actually, because we had interviews to do with the Dungeons and Dragons Online people, as well as Wizards of the Coast talking about their Pen and Paper Underdark series. So we wanted to make sure that we got some variant topics covered that year, but this year we're not fooling around. We're taking 4 days off, and we're going out there. So we're going to actually be on the road on Thursday, and then get there Thursday afternoon, evening, and, you know, getting ready for our stuff on Friday and Saturday, and be heading back on Sunday. But, you know, we'll have two full days pretty much, and we're going to get there probably around 11 o'clock in the morning, because, you know, we don't want to get there too early, because for the simple fact that we're going to be there all day, and we're not fooling around. So we want to make sure that we have you know, brought a lot of time covered, so we'll be there about 18 hours in total, so at least. So that should be good enough to get massive content. And when we release this podcast, obviously this will be a video podcast in its entirety, and we may or may not break it up into two podcasts, episode 180 and episode 181, where we actually have to break it up, because we're going to have a lot of content. We have, at minimum, 3 hours of video coming, so... Pretty epic, if you ask me.
Yay.
yay. The thankless job, as they say. But nonetheless.
You will suffer.
Yes. And yeah, you know, like I said before, I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for the Neverwinter Nights community and for the Neverwinter Nights podcast, as well as anybody who's interested in Neverwinter. I think this is a great opportunity for everybody to get out there. And I'm going to be posting some stuff on our Facebook page. So if you have any questions for any of our guests, I'm going to be posting the guests ahead of time, and any questions you might like us to interject in there. And if we so feel fit, if it's AKA appropriate, we will ask the interviewees these questions on these topics. So, you know, we do have a lot to go over already, but, you know, we would love to be able to, if you guys got a good question you'd like to have answered, or, you know, we'd be happy to front the question directly to the honchos themselves. So that's one angle.
And as Brian said, keyword would be appropriate.
Yes.
Not, hey, I thought it was funny.
yeah, appropriate question. So, you know, with that, that concludes our discussion of Gen Con Game Fair appearance and for this year. So we'll be getting that out in the next couple of weeks. Probably by the end of the month, we'll have both episodes released. We'll release an hour and a half, maybe hour and a half, and then the second episode will be an hour and a half. So this depends on how fast we can get everything edited. The video, it does take a lot longer to edit than audio does. Plus, we have to upload to YouTube, getting tagged right and everything, and get it on our website. So we do got a good bit of work to do once we get out of there. Next is we got some Neverwinter Nights 2 community news. For those who are looking for Tales of Am, the Neverwinter Nights 2 Persistent World, it appears to have gone offline. I don't know all the details behind it. I just read some stuff online, so I don't really want to comment about it because I don't understand all the, you know, I don't have any inside information. We are friends with the Tales of Am administration, and I don't know what exactly transpired to cause them to go offline. They were rather popular, and we just interviewed them, I'd say, several months ago. So, and they were doing very well. They had probably twice the amount of players that we did. at Realms of Trinity. So, I mean, they were doing ass-kicking good. And I don't understand, but regardless, it's a sad thing for the community to see such a popular server shut its doors. And hopefully, they'll be back someday soon. You know, maybe figure out something, a different way of doing things. So that's one thing that's kind of sad for the community, but at the same time, there are plenty of other quality servers out there that are, you know, rather empty, so you have plenty of places to go. Obviously, there's the laundry list, but just check the NWN list and, you know, find yourself a good server. You know, there's plenty of them that accommodate all different play styles, and you know, if you're into RP, there's plenty of RP servers. If you like action, we just interviewed a great action server last week, or actually 2 weeks ago now, and Fallen Empire, I mean, guys are action masters, no doubt about that. I mean, guys put out Legends of Arcadia and now Fallen Empire, which is, you know, even much more developed and, you know, really stable and a good environment. So, yeah, there's plenty of stuff out there, you know, and I would urge everybody to go take a look at it to find yourself a new home, and don't give up on Everywhere Nights, too. There's plenty of content just sitting out there waiting to be explored. So, and I'm trying to think if I have anything else or not. I think those two were the two big pieces of news that we had. You got anything else, Ben?
No, I think that's about it. I mean, as you said, the big deal is going to be going to Gen Con or Big deal is going to be going to the convention, having some fun, seeing what we see. I don't know if we should say if you're in the area, look us up, but definitely if you see us, we'll have trademark shirts on that you'll be able to recognize fairly quickly we're part of the podcast.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we got a lot of questions about it. We posted some proofs of our new staff shirts that we have, but people want to buy them and everything like that. Well, we technically can't sell them at all because there's trademark logos on them. Our stuff I could give two craps about selling for you know, whatever, but the imagery and the iconography, you know, the trademarks, that's all trademarked by the companies, and we're not allowed to sell that, so sorry. And the fact that we want to make sure that when we're out there, there's no question who we are. You know, if you got a bunch of people sitting out there running around the halls saying they're an Everywhere Nights podcast, that may not go so well. So
yeah,
but nonetheless, if you see us with our snazzy shirts, check us out, stop by, yep. Say hi, and we more than happy to say hi back.
Yeah.
And no, but nonetheless, I have a feeling we'll see some people this year now that we've gotten a lot bigger in scope. You know, and not only that, our fan base on Facebook continues to grow. At the time of this recording, we have 206. I mean, that's up like 40 in a few days. So I mean, we're continuously growing, and you know, I think a lot of our efforts are starting to pay off to get life back into Neverwinter Nights 2 and to get people into the game, period. Well, something before we close out, been doing a lot of work getting Neverwinter Nights 2 back into the mainstream as far as advertising and really promoting our stuff. You know, obviously it costs money. I'm not going to promote other servers with my own money, but, you know, they could do
that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so, sorry, guys. But, yeah, you know, putting the time and effort into doing that, you know, it has been paying off dramatically. And even if you take a look at the Realms of Trinity Facebook page, you'll see that we're almost got our 500th like. And not only that, there's people that are posting, hey, I've never played an Everwinter Nights 2 Persistent World before. I just played ROT, and, you know, check this out. And they post screenshots, they can't believe it. You know, and that's, and I'm not saying anything special about it. I'm saying that everybody can do that. Anybody who's got a server, you know, you can promote your work and get it out there. The more of us that are out there promoting our products, period, not just ROT, but all of it, that's like a huge front. You know, that's the only way we'll ever be able to maintain the environment long term. And not only that, to grow it, because there's such a large untapped player base out there that I think everybody's heads would explode if we were able to really get it out there. Yeah, I know. I really think so. I mean, because if you just look at one of the media posts from Cryptic about Neverwinter, they just got over 2 million players. 2 million. Now both products are free. You know, so is Neverwinter Nights 2. Neverwinter Nights 2 is free as well for those who play it. You know, once you own the game, I mean, it's a very minimal cost. More likely, you probably already own it, just shelved it after you bought it. But nonetheless, it's a very small and insignificant cost overall, because even with Neverwinter, there's cost involved. I mean, you have, if you want certain things, you got to pay for them. I mean, it's not 100% free. I mean, you can't get everything you want for free, and which is fine. You got to pay the, they got to pay the bills, and you know, that's how, the reason why you got it in the first place. And you know, it, that's the point I'm trying to get at, is for us in the Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 community to really put our game faces on. If you think you've got a good persistent world, it can be better. And, you know, you can make it as professional as possible. You know, spend the time, go back, revise your stuff, clean it up. You know, if there's something that you've been kind of sitting on versus making new content, maybe sit back and say, hey, let me fix this up first before I go make some new content. You know, I know it's painful to do as a content developer. I hate to have to go back and, you know, get everything airtight and, you know, as far as like what it looks like and, you know, how it plays and everything. But if there's anything you can do to really make your stuff stand out, I would do it. And then market the hell out of your server or your module, for that matter, if you're a single player module person. I know that a lot of single player module developers, they do go back and a lot of times refine and fine tooth their content constantly, and they do it for free. They do it for nothing. These guys, you know, that's something that I don't think any other environment, including Neverwinter, can really capture. And everything has its place. And I think Neverwinter Nights 2 has its place. I think Neverwinter has a huge place at the table moving forward, because it's such a great environment and great game, and it has so many great possibilities with the content creation. And not only that, with all the investment that Perfect World has put into Cryptic and what Cryptic in their effort to put into the game itself. I mean, they're, by no means is this game anywhere near done as far as its development. I mean, they're continuously putting these new stuff out and to make the game more in-depth and immersive and adding new stuff. I mean, so, and when you got 2 million plus players, don't think for a minute that that game is not going to get further developed, because it's going to. Yeah, it's going to get huge. So, and I would imagine if Neverwinter Nights 2 would get to a level of, say, that you had, like right now, I would estimate probably maybe 10,000 people play Neverwinter Nights 2 online. And that's only looking at just spot numbers, you know, how many people are on at any given time. You know, the highest I've seen is like around 400 and some. But you got to figure people shuffle in and shuffle out all day long. So if you extrapolate that out, you know, you could be talking 10,000, like semi-frequent players to frequent players. You know, if you take that 10,000 and somehow you can blow that up to 100,000 beyond all the servers, we have the capacity between all of the servers. We have the capacity. I can't tell you how many sit on the NWN list with like nobody on, or one person, or you know, whatever. The hosts are not giving up on their product. They believe in their product, and they have no reason to take down their product as long as they can afford to keep it up. I think that one of those things that with all this capacity sitting out there for a game that's so flexible and versatile, and for how many hours that people have put into their persistent worlds, Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 inclusive, you know, that there's a lot of potential. I'll put our game faces on. If any Neverwinter Nights 2 admins listening to us and developing, you know, put your game faces on. Get them extra hours in, you know. It's a little sacrifice, you know, if you can, if you want to. And it'll pay off, I'm telling you. So, got to keep it rolling. Yep. So, with that, like, you got anything else? Ben
nope.
Master? All right. Well, until next time, get in game and love and love.
You can always reach us via our website at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com or by email at show@NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of the Realms of Trinity, who are solely responsible for its contents.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2012.